This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So we just restarted the live stream just because we're going to start Surah Takwir. So for that reason, I just wanted to have a marker so that we can separate the videos into the end of Surah Al-Infitar and the beginning of Surah Al-Takwir. So easy, it's easy to find it next time when you look for it. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala begins with a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and the hadith is also narrated by Tirmidhi. Man sarrahu an yanzura ila yawm al-qiyamah ka'annahu ra'yu ayn falyaqra idha ash-shamsu kuwirat wa idha as-sama' fatarat wa idha as-sama' shaqqat. Whoever wants to look at yawm al-qiyamah as though they're looking at it with their eyes, let them read the three surahs, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ. These three surahs describe يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ as though you're looking at them. And the main topic of Surah Al-Takwir is the description of يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ and the events leading up to يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, just before the coming of the hour, and then what happens after that. And the end of the surah, which talks about the truth of the revelation and refutes what is said about the Prophet ﷺ in falsehood, that is also part of the same thing. Because if Allah ﷻ begins by talking about Yawm al-Qiyamah and about the things that will happen, and then tells you that what the Rasul ﷺ brought is the truth and is revelation from Allah, therefore, these things you are told about Yawm al-Qiyamah will certainly happen. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Now here there's a really nice example of applying some of the rules of tafsir. Here, Ali ibn Abi Talha narrates from Ibn Abbas that Ibn Abbas said, أَظْلَمَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun becomes dark. This is what Ibn Abbas said. Al-Awfi, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, ذَهَبَتْ, the sun goes away. Qatada, rahimahullah, he said, ذَهَبَ ضَوْءُهَا, the light of the sun goes away. Sa'id ibn he said, كُوِّرَتْ means غُوِّرَتْ. Abu Salih said, أُلْقِيَتْ. All of these meanings, Ibn Kathir, he said, At-takwir jam'u shay' ba'duhu ila ba'd. Gathering part of something, when something is all gathered up together, when something is all wrapped up together. So when you say takwir al-imamah, the turban, takwir, when it's all like gathered up together, wrapped up together, when something is all wrapped up as one. These statements of the scholars of tafsir here, all of them are close to each other in meaning, and none of them are contradictory. They don't contradict themselves. All it is just each one is an example of explaining the meaning of takwir at some point or another. For example, أظلمت, ذهبت, ذهب ضوءها, غويرت, all of these come back to the same meaning, is that what will happen if the sun is all wrapped up? And when the sun is all wrapped up, when the sun is all wrapped up and part of it is wrapped into itself, what will happen? First of all, it will go dark. It will go away. Some of them said it will be thrown into Jahannam, some of them said. and the sun that they used to worship besides Allah. The point here is that the sun will disappear. The light of the sun will disappear. Some of them said, saqatat, it will fall down. All of these meanings are close. All of these meanings are close together. And so when you see all of these different meanings in a book of tafsir, it doesn't necessarily mean, that these are all contradictory. Just because you see 10, 12 different statements, doesn't mean that they're contradictory. All it means is that you have to ask yourself, are these all talking about the same thing, or they're talking about something all different? When you see, actually all of them are talking about the same thing. The sun goes away, the light goes away, the sun becomes dark, the sun is wrapped up, the sun falls down, the sun is thrown down. All of them are talking about the same thing. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru yukawwirani yawm al-qiyamah." The sun and the moon will be wrapped up yawm al-qiyamah. Ibn Jarir mentions here, rahimahullah ta'ala, that there's no contradiction between all of these different statements, but they are all athar at-takwir. They're all the consequences of the sun being wrapped up. When the sun becomes wrapped up and part of it is folded into parts like that, then when the sun becomes like that, the consequences of this are all of the things that the scholars of tafsir mentioned. He said, وَالصَّوَابُ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ عِنْدَنَا فِي ذَلِكَ أَنَّ التَّكْوِيرَ جَمْعَ الشَّيْءِ أَنَّ التَّكْوِيرَ جَمْعُ الشَّيْءِ بَعْضُهُ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَمِنْهُ تَكْوِيرُ الْعِمَامَةِ وَجَمْعُ الثِّيَابِ بَعْضُهَا إِلَى بَعْضٍ وَهُوَ نَفْسُ الْمَعْنَى. Or he said, sorry, up to there, that's the call of Ibn Jarir. He said, the correct opinion from us is that takweer is gathering part of it together, wrapping part of it into the other part. And from this is the takweer of the turban and gathering the clothes together when the clothes are all wrapped up together. وَإِذَا النُّجُومٌ كَدَرَتْ. Here's another one which is always amazes you in the books of tafsir, where you get one ayah, the tafsir of it is explained as the other ayah, and the other ayah is explained as the tafsir of the other ayah. So they say, وَإِذَا النُّجُومٌ كَدَرَتْ. What do they say for it? انتثرت. And when you go to the ayah, انتثرت, it says انكدرت. يعني each one of them explains it with the other. But we said, انتثرت and انكدرت, both of them mean to fall down متفرقة. أن تسقط متفرقة. They fall down each separately, not in a big, not here, we're not talking about تكوير here, where they all come together into one, it's wrapped up into one. Rather, each one of them falls down separately. Each one of them falls down separately. An indikar generally means insibab, to fall down. To fall down, and to fall down, some of them said to fall down individually. Some of them said, in kadarat, it means that the light of them goes out. What do we say about this? That this is again talking about the consequence of what happens, rather than talking about the meaning of the word. Because the meaning of the word, in kadara, if you look at the meaning of the word in Arabic, it means to fall down. It means to fall. Or it means to fall down separately, like some of them said. Disperse, to fall down each one separate from the other. However, when some of the scholars, they said, it means that light goes away, then they're just talking about the consequence of it. And when all the stars fall down separately, the light of the stars will go away. Some of them mentioned here, Ibn Kathir, he mentions it. He mentions a narration from Ubay ibn Ka'b that he said, 6 ayat will be before the Qiyamah. Here, what he's talking about is that these ayat in Surah At-Takwir, some of them are before the hour and some of them are after. So here, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun is wrapped up in darkness, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ, and when the stars fall dispersing, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains are removed, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, and when the full term camels, she camels are neglected, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, and the beasts are gathered, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, all of these are before the Qiyamah, yani they are as the hour comes, yani before the people are resurrected. Then when the people are resurrected, this starts from وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the people are paired up. The people are paired up. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ, and when the girl who was buried is asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, what was she killed for? وَإِذَا السُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and the pages are made public, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ, وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ, وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ, all of these are after the Qiyamah. So 6 of them, Ibn Kathir, he mentions from Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu, that these things happen either, and the scholars differed on this, either they happen after the first blowing of the horn, or they happen at the time of the blowing of the horn, while the people before the hour comes. And some of them mentioned this and some of them mentioned that. So there are 2 blowings of the horn which we mentioned. The first blowing of the horn, everyone, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, the horn will be blown in, فَصَعِكَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except the one that Allah wills. Everyone in the heavens and the earth will die. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ, then the horn will be blown again and the people will be standing, looking around. So here, these things that will happen will either happen just before the horn is blown, the first time, or between the first time and the second time. As for what comes after those 6 in the surah, those are all after the second blowing of the horn. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls will be brought and paired up. So let's go through the ones that are going to happen before the second blowing of the horn. Whether it is before the first, but the main thing is before the second. We said that the sun will be wrapped up and in darkness. And we said that the stars will fall down, disperse, and separately, they will fall down separately. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, Ibn Kathir, he said, زَالَتْ عَنْ أَمَاكِنِهَا وَنُصِفَتْ, he said, they will go from their place, they will be removed from their place. And this, we mentioned it before as well, that the earth, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, we said that the earth will be replaced, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, on the day when the earth will be replaced with a different earth. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal when he described the earth, قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا, in Surah Taha, right? The earth will be completely without any of the symbols that is known by. Anything that the people know the earth by. They will not know anything on the earth. The earth will be, the mountains will be taken from their place. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ, عِكْرِمَةً وَمُجَاهِدْ, they said, عِشَارُ الْإِبِلِ. Mujahid said, تُرِكَتْ وَسُيِّبَتْ, when the fully pregnant camels Normally the owners of those camels, they'll be giving them a lot of attention. Because of the severity of the hour, they will leave them. And this, we can find it also mentioned similar in Surah Al-Hajj, right? In the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj. In the very beginning of Surah Al-Hajj. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةِ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. That the shaking of the hour is something great. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that every woman who is feeding her child, she's going to leave her child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And everyone who is carrying a burden will drop, every woman who is carrying a child, she will miscarry the child, she will drop her burden. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ. And you'll see the people like they're drunk, but they're not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah is severe. It seems that this is the statement of Ikrimah and Mujahid here. Ubay ibn Ka'b and al-Tahhak, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu an al-Tahhak rahimahullah ta'ala, they said, أَهْمَلَهَا أَهْلُهَا. Their people will just forget about them. Al-Rabi' ibn Khutaym, he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, they will not be milked. Their owners will leave them. All of these, like Ibn Kathir, he said, وَالْمَعْنَى فِي هَذَا كُلِّهِ مُتَقَارِبٌ. He said, all of these meanings are very close together. Each one is given a different meaning of something similar. They will leave them, they will not look after them, they will not take care of them, they will not milk them, they will not ride them, they will not look after them. Al-Ishar from Al-Ibil, أي خيارها والحوامل منها, or خيارها والحوامل منها. The best of them and the ones their owners give the most attention to and the ones that are expecting from among them, then they will not be taken care of because of the severity of that day. This here, no doubt this is an example which is a really, really worthwhile bearing in mind. This is an example that the Quran was sent to talk to the people in the way they understood. And sometimes, many times, we read some of the examples in the Quran, we don't understand them properly because we are not people who raise camels, for example. We mentioned this in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, didn't we? In the tafsir, أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. And this is something that you have to look into to understand. And some of them say that the people who have these camels, the she-camel that's expecting, they will not leave it at all. You know, they will stay with it. It is for them and the most valuable of wealth. And the one thing, they would not leave it ever. They would not ever be away from it or not give it attention. So the Quran came down to a people who these examples were understood by them. And many examples, the majority of examples in the Quran, they are general. Everybody can understand them. But there are some examples that are even clearer for a people who live in that way, in that lifestyle. They are people of the camels and so on. So for them, they understood the severity of that day. For us, if you want to understand it and you read the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, this is very clear. That even the woman who is feeding her child, she will drop her child. Even the woman who is pregnant, she will miscarry her baby because of the severity of that day or the severity of that hour. This can be understood. As for the camels, then this is where you have to go back and read, what did they do with these camels? Why were these camels so important? Like when the Prophet ﷺ, he said, لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. that for Allah to guide one person through you is better than the red camels. Person says, what does it mean, the red camels? The red camels were the best of the wealth that the Arabs had. That for them was the best of wealth. You couldn't get anything better than that. You cannot give an example because you can't take one example from a culture, apply it to another. But if you imagine the best car that money can buy, whatever it is, for you say Ferrari or Bugatti or whatever, any the best that money can buy, this is, you know, if someone has one of these, they are really, really wealthy and really, you know, they have reached the peak of what a person can own in this dunya. That was what Humrun Na'am were for the Arabs. So when the Prophet ﷺ said, for Allah to guide one person through you is better for you than the red camels, that's what they understood. That's what they understood. I just wanted to finish the things that happened before the Qiyamah, and then we stop there. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Ibn Kathir, he said, جُمِعَتْ. They all brought together. Here, Ibn Kathir, he quotes the ayah in Surah Al-An'am, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِنٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحِهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Then on that day, all those animals, the birds and the animals that walk on the earth, they will all be gathered. Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, he said, يُحْشَرُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى. He said, every single thing will be gathered, even the حتى الذباب, even the insects and the flies, everything will be gathered. And that was narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim from him. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَ, in Surah Sa'd, that the birds will be gathered. The reason he brought it here, مَحْشُورَ, is he wants to prove that what the word hashar means. The word hashar here, mahshura, it means majmu'a. Majmu'a. Because otherwise this ayah, wattayra mahshura, isn't narrated about Yawm al-Qiyamah, right? The ayah in Surah Sa'd is not about Yawm al-Qiyamah. But Ibn Kathir, he brought it here. The ayah in Surah Al-An'am, yes. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. They will be returned to their Lord. But the ayah in Surah Sa'd, he brought it because he wants to prove that mahshura means majmu'a, and they'll all be gathered together. And so here, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, is this meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah or it means in the dunya? The narration of Ubay ibn Ka'ab, what does it indicate? The dunya, right? Because he said that six things will happen before Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the first of them to happen after Yawm al-Qiyamah or at Yawm al-Qiyamah is وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls will be paired up. And some of them, they said, يوم القيامة, because of the ayah in Surah Al-An'am, ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. What is the wahsh? Here, any animal which is not domesticated. Any animal which is not domesticated. So you have animals domesticated, right? Like dogs, which are domesticated. You have donkeys, which are domesticated. And they are, you have horses, which are domesticated. And they are kept domestically with, and people look after them and feed them and whatever. And then you have wild animals, all wild animals. Any animal that's not domesticated, this is called al-wahsh. And it doesn't matter whether it's from the animals that is hunted or the animals that are not hunted, or whether the meat is eaten or not eaten. So one of the meanings is in the dunya, and one of the meanings is Yawm al-Qiyamah. As for Yawm al-Qiyamah, as for Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will not enter Jannah or the fire. And the animals will not enter Jannah or the fire. Rather, they will be gathered Yawm al-Qiyamah, and there are some different opinions about why they will be gathered Yawm al-Qiyamah. Some of the scholars said they will be gathered Yawm al-Qiyamah for the issue of Idhar al-Adl, to show the justice of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So even the animal that hurt the other animal, they will take, each one will take from the other until justice is served even among the animals. From the narrations which are mentioned, is that it will, the animals will be sent Yawm al-Qiyamah among the people. That when the people are resurrected Yawm al-Qiyamah, also the animals will be among them, and this will increase them, or increase them in fear. Some of them said this also. Ibn Jarir, he mentioned both of these two things, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this ayah, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, it's possible that it refers to the dunya, and it's possible that it refers also to the akhirah, and we have evidences for both, the animals being gathered and driven yani at the time of the hour, and we also have the evidences for the animals being gathered Yawm al-Qiyamah, but they will turn to dust. They will not be sent to Jannah or sent to the fire. However, Jannah has its own animals, which are reported from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, like the bird that has a long neck that sits upon the upon one of the rivers of paradise. I forgot which river it is. Is it Al-Kawthar maybe? Maybe Al-Kawthar. We'll check it, inshallah. That there is a bird that sits upon it, and so on. There are narrations regarding the animals that are created in Jannah. The question then comes, why specify the wild animals? Why specify it? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather all of the animals. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّ, every single animal and every single bird will be gathered to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So why specify al-wuhush? Some of them said the reason for this is because of the contrast, that the wild animals are not what you expect to gather. If I say I gathered together the domestic animals, for this is not surprising, right? There is nothing shocking in gathering together the domestic animals. And if you gather together the people's horses and the people's donkeys and the people's camels, this is normal. This is done every day. The shepherd gathers the sheep together and puts them into the, you know, pen. But when you hear al-wuhush, this is something which is not normal. For someone to, for the animals to be gathered that are wild animals. These animals normally run. For them to be gathered in one place, this is something which is from the khawariq, the not the unusual and not normal things that happen Yawm al-Qiyamah. And from the names of Yawm al-Qiyamah is al-Hashr, the day when the people will all be gathered together. So here we took also وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. What did we hear about the Bihar in the previous surah? وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, right? In Surah Al-Infitar. I personally always remember this by Infitar has a fa in it. That's the only way I can remember it. Infitar has a fa in it, and this one is فُجِّرَتْ. And Takweer doesn't have a fa. This one is سُجِّرَتْ. طيب, what did we say for فُجِّرَتْ? We said they all mixed together into one. They all mixed together into one and they became like one sea, right? All the seas, they exploded one of them into the other until they became like one sea. Here, what does sujirat mean? They become on fire. They became on fire. So not only do the seas come together into one sea, and some of the scholars said there's no more salty water and mix, all the sea just becomes one. كَبَحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ, like one giant sea, and it becomes on fire. It becomes on fire. And this is extremely, extremely scary when you think about it. Because when you see the water on fire, And the water is something that gives people, what's the word, respite, right? Water. Oh, it's, you know, we found water. Even when people are running away from, you know, they're running away from the fire or they're running away from something, they jump in the water. The water will save us. What do you do when the horn is blown and the water becomes on fire? For this, subhanAllah, really it is exactly as the hadith says. If you want to look at Yawm al-Qiyamah, Ra'i al-Ayn, then read Surah Al-Takwir and Surah Al-Infitar and Surah Al-Inshiqaq. Inshallah ta'ala, next week we're going to continue with that, and we're going to go on to the points that are mentioned from those things which happen after the second blowing of the horn. Starting with وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls are paired up, and everybody will be raised with the people like them. الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ, the person will be raised with the person they love. So all the people who are similar to one another, and they live similar lives to one another, they will be raised together. And this, I just want to mention it because of how serious it is, just as a, not to get into the tafsir, but just to mention how serious it is. This hadith, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, the person will be raised yawm al-qiyamah with the person they love. For so many of our kids, Allahul Musta'an, they've been raised to love footballers and raised to love people, movie stars, and raised to love singers and so on. And the person you will be, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, your soul and their soul, you're going to be put together. You and them, you're together because you are like each other, you're similar to each other. A person will be raised by with the person that they love. So a person, really, we have to encourage our children to love the people who will be Yawm al-Qiyamah in a good place. And those people who are guaranteed to be in a good place Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are those who Allah mentioned them. مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. The prophets, the siddiqeen, the truthful people, like Abu Bakr Siddiq and Maryam, when he said, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا, his mother was a siddiqa. The shuhada, the people who were martyred for the sake of Allah. And the righteous people, they are the people, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, they're the people you want to be with Yawm al-Qiyamah, and not to be with the kuffar and the fujjar and the people who Allah said, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ, these people are in the punishment of the fire, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Do we have anything on the YouTube? Okay. We said we were not going to go on this long, and we went on this long. Allahumma sta'an. Okay, inshallah. Next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll also still stay at the moment between Maghrib and Isha, but we don't try necessarily to go the whole time, inshallah. Let's see what Allah makes easy for us. And that's what Allah made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.